Welcome to Target Field in Minneapolis, for the game between the New York Mets and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Colin Cowgill. Batting second, the second baseman, Daniel Murphy. Batting third, the third baseman, David Wright. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Buck. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lucas Duda. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Marlon Byrd. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ike Davis. Batting eighth, the DH, Justin Turner. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ruben Tejada. Pitching for the New York Mets, Matt Harvey. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Aaron Hicks. Batting second, the DH, Joe Mauer. Batting third, the left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth, the catcher, Ryan Dumit. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Chris Parmley. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Brian Dozier. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Diamond. And now, play ball. Colin Cowgill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cowgill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Murphy hits a line drive beyond second. Dozier can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. David Wright is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wright strikes out. Two outs. John Buck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Murphy moves to second. John Buck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Buck hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hicks strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Duda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Josh Willingham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lucas Duda is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Duda hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Byrd hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morneau strikes out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Dumit takes first base on ball four. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Plouffe hits a fly ball into right field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parmley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Justin Turner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Turner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Parmley. Turner reaches second base with a double. Ruben Tejada is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tejada hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Colin Cowgill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cowgill is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowgill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Dozier hits a fly ball into center field. Cowgill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Escobar hits a line drive towards first. Davis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. David Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Buck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buck is 0 for 1 in the game. Buck hits a line drive into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lucas Duda is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Duda is 0 for 1 in the game. Duda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Willingham is 0 for 1 in the game. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murphy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Byrd is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrd hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willingham throws the ball into Dozier who tags Davis, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Justin Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Turner hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ruben Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 1 in the game. Tejada hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Tejada reaches second base with a double. Turner moves to third. Colin Cowgill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cowgill is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowgill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Turner scores. Tejada moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tejada scores. Cowgill moves to third. It's 3-0, Mets. Josh Roenick now pitching. David Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roenick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cowgill scores. Murphy moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. John Buck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Buck is 0 for 2 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to third. Wright moves to second. 2 outs. Lucas Duda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Duda is 0 for 2 in the game. Duda takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Byrd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Byrd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dumit is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dumit hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Plouffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Plouffe for the out. 2 outs. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parmley is 0 for 1 in the game. Parmley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Twins nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ike Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dozier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Justin Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Turner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Turner hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tejada hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dozier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dozier strikes out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar strikes out. 2 outs. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Duda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Mets 4, and the Twins nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Casey Fien now pitching. Colin Cowgill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowgill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowgill bunts towards the mound. Fien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. David Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Baxter now playing left field. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mauer for the out. One out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Willingham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Ryan Dumit batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Dumit is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murphy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Twins 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Buck is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buck is 0-for-3 in the game. Buck hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Baxter batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Baxter hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Byrd hits a fly ball into right field. Parmley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Plouffe hits a fly ball into center field. Cowgill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Parmley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Parmley is 0-for-2 in the game. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harvey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Dozier is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dozier is 0-for-2 in the game. Dozier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar is 0-for-2 in the game. Escobar hits a fly ball into left field. Baxter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Twins 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jared Burton now pitching. Ike Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Justin Turner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Turner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Turner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruben Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burton fields it and throws to first for the out. Turner moves to second. 2 outs. Jordan Evald spin pinch hits for Colin Cowgill. Jordan Evald spin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Turner moves to third. Jordan Evald spin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Evald spin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirk Nguyenhuis now playing center field. Bobby Parnell now pitching. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks strikes out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Nguyenhuis. Mauer reaches second base with a double. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Willingham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baxter. Willingham reaches second base with a double. Mauer scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Morneau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into left field. Baxter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dumit strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Target Field in Minneapolis.